Today's shiur is Masech Divamos, Daf Tzadik Hei, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Dalad Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, V'ti'osar b'shchiva da'choysa. As we learned in the previous shiur, in the Mishnah, that if one received a report that his wife had traveled abroad and passed away, and then he went and married his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. For the halacha is that one may marry his wife's sister after his wife passes away, and then his wife does come back. The halacha is he's allowed to go back to live with his original wife. Ask the Gemara, v'ti'osa b'shchiva d'achoysa, by having had relations with his wife's sister, shouldn't that cause that he should no longer be allowed to live with his wife? As we have learned from the beginning of this parak, that if one wife, if a situation with a husband, with his report that the husband passed away, and based on that report, the wife marries another man, there the halacha is when the first husband comes back, teitzei mizeh mizeh, she's not allowed to be married, not to the second husband, nor to the first husband. So why don't we apply the same halacha here? Answers the Gemara, loy domi. The two situations are not the same. Ishtoi, derameizet asir mederaisa. A wife, who we know the halacha is, that a wife does adultery bemezet, there the halacha is, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. Asur labal, ulaboyel. And that's why b'shogig, here, although it was a shogig, the reason she lived with another man was because she received this erroneous report that her husband had died. However, gosba rabbonin, Chazal made exeira that even b'shogig, she may not go back to her original husband. However, achois isha, the b'meza loyasir medaraisa, there is no din that midaraisa, that even if one had deliberate relations with his wife's sister, he may not go back to his wife. That's why certainly in the case of our Mishnah, which only b'shogig legosva rabbanan, Chazal did not make a gzera that they should not be allowed, that she should not be allowed to go back, that he should not be allowed to go back to his wife when she does come back after the erroneous report that she had passed away. Ask the Gemara, Umnolan Loyasira, we've just made an assumption, which is actually correct, but we've just said that when one even deliberately has relations with his wife's sister, the halacha is that he still can remain married and go back to his wife. Ask the Gemara, Manolon de Loyasira, from where we know that that is indeed the din. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Oysa. The Pasuk regarding a Saita says, V'shochav ish Oysoi, Shichva Zera. To teach us, Oysa Shchivas Oysroasoi, Beinesh ish, by married woman, if she has relations with her mother man, may she never live with her husband. However, Ben Shchivas Achoysa Oysroasoi, if her sister had relations with her husband, she and her husband may still resume relations. And as the Malbim explains, the more appropriate word that the Torah should have said was v'shochav ish ima. By the Torah using the word v'shochav ish oisa, the Torah is trying to teach us a halacha oisai shchivas asrasai ve'in shchivas achoisai asrasa. Continues the Gemara, shiyachal, because were we not to have this pasuk, we would actually consider that the halacha is that if one had relations with his wife's sister, the halacha actually should perhaps be that he should not be allowed to go back to his wife. V'leidinhu, could we would say the following kal v'choymer, Rama b'mokum shebal isakal, if in a place where a person was over a lenient aveira, and we'll spend time trying to identify what is that a lenient aveira, Neser ha'oyser, the one that caused the aveira, the one that caused the prohibition, becomes prohibited. Makam shabal isachomer, certainly where one comes on a isachomer, achois ishtoi is a isachomer, ain a din shenesar oiser, certainly the wife, who is the one that caused that iser, because one cannot be an achois ishtoi unless she first has an isha, there certainly the halacha is that we should say that he should not be allowed to go back to his wife. And the Chazon Ish has a very fundamental understanding of the sugya. He says that the basis of comparing the isser of an ish to remain with her husband, and what we're trying to discuss now, if one had relations with achois ishtoi, that he should not be allowed to go back to his wife, is that the reason a woman who was an ish, who did an aveira, may not go back to her husband, because when she goes back to her husband, there's an impression that we have two men sharing a single woman, the boil and the bowel. So perhaps we should have the same concern regarding one who has relations with his wife's sisters, because then it looks like that he has a relation both with his wife and his wife's sister. That's why we should say that she should not be allowed to come back, go back. He should not be allowed to go back to his wife. That's what the Pasuk says, that it is permitted. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Leinechaku Beisham Beisilol, Bebal Chamoisai. Regarding one having relations with his mother-in-law, everybody will agree, Shepoisil Sishtoi, that after one has relations with his mother-in-law, he can no longer go back to his wife. Amar Nechaku, where will they have a Machlaikus? Bebal Chais Ishtoi. If one has relations with his wife's sister, Shebeisham Aimrim, Paisel, under that circumstances also he may not go back to his wife. Paisel, I'm relay Paisel, he may go back to his wife. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Loi nechleku beisham beisel. Beisham beisel do not agree. Bebal chois ishtoi. That if one had relations with his wife's sister, shloi paisel ishtoi, that his wife does not become disqualified. Amar nechleku, to what extent is there a machlokes al chamoisai? If somebody read relations with his mother-in-law, Shebeishamai Omrim, Shebeishamai says, Poisel, if one has relations with his mother-in-law, he may not have relations with his wife anymore. Beisel Omrim, Loi Poisel, Beishil, do not disagree with that. And even if one had relations with his mother-in-law, he still may return to his wife. Lefi Shebetchila, why does Rabbi Yossi say that everybody agrees that if somebody has relations with his wife's sister, it will not prohibit him from having relations with his wife? Before a couple is married, he can marry any woman he wants, and she can marry any man she wants. Kitcha, when they get married, they each cause prohibitions. However, Maruba Isush Osra, Mrs. Osra saw, the prohibition which he causes is a lot more than the prohibition that she causes. Shu Osra B'chal Noshim Shvoilim. Once a woman is married to one man, she may not marry any other man. V'hu Loi Osra El-Bekrevasa, V'hi Loi Osra saw El-Bekrevasa. All she accomplishes that he's not allowed to marry her relatives. So now the Rav Yossi continues with Kal v'chomer. Umahu, if he sha'ostra b'chol anoshen sheba'olam, who prohibits his wife from having relations with any man in the world, shagga ba'osala, if she did be a b'shoigig, if an eshes ish had be a b'shoigig, midaraisa, ain't in the seras b'mataloi, she's allowed to go back to her husband, he, so then she, who causes that all of the men, she who doesn't cause such a serious prohibition, because she only prohibited her husband from marrying her relatives. Shogig ba'asala, certainly if he had relations with his wife's sister, somebody he's not allowed to have relations, but if he had such relations with Shogig, ain't a din, certainly he will be allowed to go back to his wife. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is that to teach us that in a situation of shogig, if one b'shogig had relations with his wife's sister, he's allowed to resume relations with his wife, and that's obvious. For that we don't need a pasuk. That we can learn from the Kal V'Chomer. Although I did see from the Sefer Meloy HaRoyim that he claims that this Kal V'Chomer would only be effective when one is married to a Yisrael, because as we have learned that if a Kohen's wife has relations with someone else, even if those relations are b'shogig, she may not go back to her husband. So this entire Kal V'Chomer would not be correct, says Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, that's how I know if one has relations b'shogig with his wife's sister, he's allowed to go back to his wife. L'mezid minayin. How do we know that if one even had deliberate relations with his wife's sister, he's still allowed to go back to his wife? Tam loimer, for that we have the limit of oisoy shchivasa esrasa ven shchivas achoisa esrasa, only when the Ashes Ish has relations, then may she not resume anymore having relations with her husband. Not if her husband had relations with his wife's sister, there she may go back. However, the Prisha asks a question. The Prisha asks that the halacha is, as we're going to learn on Daf Tzadik Zayin, that once one had relations with a family member, the halacha is he should not be married to a different family member. For example, the Chazal said one may not marry a relative of a woman whom he seduced because there's a concern they will have too much contact with that woman during the marriage to a relative. If so, asked the Prisha, why is one who had relations with a Chos Ishtoi allowed to go back to his wife? By going back to his wife, he will still come into contact with a Chos Ishtoi. So the Prisha answers that Chazal only prohibited such a marriage l'chatchila. L'chatchila, one should not marry a woman who is a relative of a woman whom he had relations with. Our Gemara, however, is referring to a situation that he's already married to his wife. And after he married his wife, he had relations with a Chos Ishtoi. And the discussion, as we're learning, is may he go back to his wife? There, everybody will agree that he may go back to his wife. The Taz answers differently. He says, this Gezeiris Chazal, that if one had relations with a woman, he should not marry a relative of that woman, is when one had relations b'mezid with that woman. There, Chazal said, we're concerned that he should not come into contact with her by being married to a relative of hers. Al Gemara, however, is referring to a case of shogig, where he got this erroneous report that his wife died, and only because of that report did he go and marry his wife's sister. Since it was a shogig, we're not concerned that having the relations will cause them to continue perhaps doing an avera, and therefore Chazal's gzera is not relevant. Omer, Rav Ami, Omer Eish Lakish, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. As we just learned, Rabbi Yehuda says that everyone agrees that if he had relations with his mother-in-law, he may not resume relations with his wife. The Ksiv, Be'esh Yisrafu Oysa Ve'esen, a pasuk that we discussed at the end of the previous year. The Torah, when it discusses the Avera of living with one's mother-in-law, says that the entire house, them, she and them, him and them, should be burnt. So the question is, V'chichol Ba'is Kul B'Sreifa, which seems to imply that even his wife should get Sreifa. But the question is, obviously, why would his wife be subject to Sreifa? She didn't do anything wrong, answers the Gemara. If it's certainly not that she's going to get punished with burning, she didn't do any Aveira, Tanei Inyul Asura, it's come to teach us that he may not resume relations with his wife. Omer Yehuda Mishmul, says Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Ein Alach Rabbi Yehuda. The Alach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And if one had relations with his mother-in-law, he may resume relations with his wife. Says the Gemara, Hahuda Avad Yisur B'chamasai, somebody had relations with his mother-in-law, Asir Rabbi Yehuda Nagdei, Yehuda gave him Malkus. As Mepharshim explained, he got Malkus because perhaps it was in a time where Bezdin was no longer giving Misa's Bezdin, or he did not get Hesra. As we know, Misa is not given out if there was no Hesra. Omalei, Elav Dama Shmuel in Alok Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, if not for the fact that Shmuel said that Alok is not Rav Yehuda, Asra Silcha Issa the Oilam, I would have prohibited you, your wife, to be with you forever. There is an interesting Chasam Sofer that says that even though the Gemara is saying, and he says that's the point of the Gemara bringing down this episode, that even though he is allowed to resume relations with his wife, but the Chasam Sofer wants to say that that's only permitted after his wife, after his mother-in-law passes away. However, as long as his mother-in-law is alive, since he had relations with her, he may not go back to his wife. So, as we said at the beginning of the Amid, the Gemara said that the Pasuk of Oysa teaches us that if one had relations with his wife's sister, he may go back to his wife. Because Oysa Shchivasa Esrasai, then Shchivas Achoysa Esrasai. Because the Gemara said, otherwise, I would have learned a Kavachoymer. We would have learned a Kavachoymer if by Issa Kal Neser Oysa, certainly by Issa Chomer. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Issa Kal that there we see that the wife becomes prohibited, or the one causing the prohibition becomes prohibited? My Issa Kal, what is the Issa Kal? Omer Rav Chisda, Machzik Rishos Mishinesis. It's referring to the case where one takes back his wife after he divorced her and she married someone else, which we know that he's not allowed to. Bala Hai, when a woman, when the second husband married this woman, Asra Ladahai, at that point, she becomes Asr to her first husband. As we just said, once one's divorcee gets remarried, she may never go back to her first husband. So the second husband is the Oyser. Bala Idach, if the first husband does have relations with her, Asra Ladahai, she becomes now Asr to the second husband. Because the Allah is, once a woman has relations with a boyel, she's also to the Baal. So we see that when the first husband violated the Aveira of having relations with her, it causes the Oyser, the second husband, also to become prohibited. So if that's the Halacha, by Machzik Rishos or Mishanissas, which is only an Issa Lav, certainly by Chos Isher, which is an Isser Kares. Says the Gemara, we can't bring a proof for a Machzik Rishosoi Mishanissas to the case of a Chos Isher. Because Mal Achzik Rishosoi Mishanissas Shekei Nitma Haguf. In our Gemara, where one had relations with one's wife, sister, the wife herself didn't do anything wrong. So that's why we could seriously suggest that she doesn't deserve a punishment, that her husband should never be able to go back to her. But in this case that we just quoted, this woman who had relations with her first husband after she married a second husband, she herself did an Aveira. She shouldn't have ever had relations again with her first husband. Also, Isura Baroiv. The prohibition for her to be able to go back to a second husband is not only if she had relations with her first husband. If she had relations with anyone after her second husband divorces her, she may never go back to the second husband. It has nothing to do specifically with the fact that she had relations with the first husband. Furthermore, Visura Issa Oilam, the Issa of a Machsa Grushasim Mishinesis, is forever. However, Achais Ishtoi, as we're learning, one may not have relations with his wife's sister only as long as his wife is alive. Once his wife passes away, he may have relations with his wife's sister. So since the two cases are not the same, we cannot compare that. Elo Amar Reish Lakish. Again, we're seeking, what is the Issachal? Yevama. The case is of Yevama. Yevama Laman. Exactly what happened here. If we have a woman who has to have Yibum and had relations with whom? Ilay Mela Acher. If she had relations with someone besides the brothers of her deceased husband, and Allah is going according to Rav Hamnuna, Domer Rav Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa, if a Shemeres Yavam had relations with another man, Asur Yavma, she's not allowed to go back to the Yavam himself. So here we have the situation. The Yavam is the one that causes the Isser, and the Yavam is the one that causes the Isser, and by her having relations with another man, she becomes prohibited to the Yavam. Similarly, the wife is the one that caused the Isser of Achois Ishtoi, and therefore by him having relations with Achois Ishtoi, he should be also to have relations with his wife. And Achois Ishtoi is a more serious Aveira than Yavam Lashuk, because as we've been learning, Yavam Lashuk is the Issa Lav, and Achois Ishtoi is an Issa Karis. Says the Gemara Mali Yavama, Shekeinit Ma'aguf. Again, the same question. Here the Yavama herself did an Aveira, that she went and lived with a man who wasn't her Yavam before she had Zik, before she had Chalitza or took care of Yibam. On the other hand, the wife of the Chais Ishtoi that he had relations with, she didn't do anything wrong. Furthermore, Visur Barayv. A Yavam is not allowed to have relations with any man in Klal Yisrael besides the brothers of her husband. This Achais Ishtoi is a very limited Isser. She's only not allowed to have relations with her sister's husband. The quote says the Gemara, El Yavama La'achim. It's referring to the case of Yavama with one of the brothers. What is the case? Of B'mamer Hai, if one brother did Maimer, so the Halacha, as we've learned, is once one brother does Maimer, all the other brothers may no longer do Yibam. Asra la dahai. She may not have relations with all the other brothers. Ba'ala idach. If one of the other brothers will have relations with her, asra la dahai, she will not be able to go back to the first brother who did Yivam. So we see that the second brother's relation with this woman causes the oyser, the first brother, from ever having, being able to resume relations with her. The obvious question here is that this concept of Maimer, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is only Midrabanan. How can we bring a Kal V'Chomer from a concept which is only Midrabanan to our issue of Achois Ishtoi, where we're discussing a Deraisa? So Rashi seems to learn that our Gemara is not anymore discussing a question that Achois Ishtoi, that if one has relations with Achois Ishtoi, he should not be allowed to go back to his wife Midaraisa. That's clearly not a question. The question is, why isn't there a Gzeirah Drabonim? One, we learn from this case that the Chazal should have made Gzeirah, and the Gemara is going to show why the cases are different. However, the Tosfos learns that our Gemara is going according to the Man D'Omer that holds the Maimer is Midaraisa. If Maimer is Midaraisa, we can learn such a Kal V'Chomer. However, ask the Mashah, if we're going according to Man D'Omer, the Maimer is Daraisa. So there the halach is that once the first brother does Maimer, then the second brother's act is meaningless, because Maimer is Kaina. Says the Mashah, that even if we hold that Maimer is Kaina Midaraisa, it doesn't make a full-fledged Kenyan. And therefore, even if the first brother did Maimer, and even if we'll say the Maimer has some effect with the Raisa, it's still, there is a shiur, that's the words of the Mashah, to allow the second brother to be able to cause, by his action, the first brother to be Asr. Ask the Gemara, Mayir Shabbal Hashani, why does the Bryce have to speak a case where the second brother had relations with her, Afilu of Banami? Even if the second brother did Maimer with her, she's not allowed to go back to the first brother. So therefore, it's not a good comparison, because we're talking about cases of Bia, and here it has nothing to do with the second brother doing Bia. Answers the Gemara Holoi Kasha. That question is not a question, because our Gemara is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, which Rabbi Gamliel holds, a mimer acha mimer. So only if the second brother did bia would it have an effect on the first brother who did mimer, if he could have relations with the Yavama. If the second brother had only done mimer, certainly it would be meaningless. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, afilu nasan la get, even if the second brother gave a get, or afilu chalitz lo, if the second brother did chalitza, she's prohibited to the first brother. So we see it has nothing to do with bia. So again, we're looking for isakal. Elam Rabbi Yochanan soita. The case of an isakal is soita. Soita laman. What are we trying to say? The soita being allowed to go back to her husband. Ilay melabal. If you're going to say that she should be allowed to go back to her husband, bala bal. For when the husband had relations with her, also led the boil. Once she has relations with her husband, she can no longer have relations with her boil. So the question is, Mayiri Bala, why does the have to teach us that if the husband had relations with her, she may not go back to the boil? I feel nothing like that. Even if, because the, you know, it's here the boil is the icer, because once she had relations with the boil, she can't have relations with the husband. So what we're trying to say is that if the oyser, that once she has relations with her husband, she cannot go back to the boil. Ask the Gemara, it has nothing to do with her having relations with her husband that she should not be allowed to go back to the boil. My area bala has nothing to do with her having relations with her husband that she may not go to the boil. Who is the oyser? I feel a nothing like get, even if the husband gave her a get. Or he says, I will not give her to drink the meis soita, he still makes her usher to the boil. So you see, it has nothing to do with bia. Ala soita la boil. The Gemara wants to say, the soita who wants to have relations with the boil. And what we're saying here is that the husband is the usher. By having relations with the boil, she can no longer have relations with her husband, who is the oyser. Ask the Gemara, "Hai isakalhu? Is this an isakal? Having relations with a boil? Isachamahu? This is an isachamer. Dain ishish. What were we trying to say? That if by an isakal the halach is he can't go back to the oyser. Certainly by an isachamer of achayis ishtoi, he can't go back to his wife, who's the oyser who caused this isser." Ask the Gemara, this is not an isakal. So the Gemara goes back to its original assumption. Elamarava Ashes Ish. The isakal is Ashes Ish. The Cain, Kiyosu Rav Arab Yochanan, Ashes Ish. And the halach is that if one had relations with his, if an Ashes Ish had relations with a man, she can't go back to her oyser, to her original husband. Ask the Gemara, how are we calling Ashes Ish an isakal? The my correlate isakal, Shaina Oistroy, Oistra Kalyomov. The Ashes Ish is not an Issa forever, because one could divorce his wife. Contrasting that, Tachos Ishtoy, which is forever, as we've been learning, one can never have relations with his wife's sister as long as his wife is alive, even if he divorces that wife. That's why this is considered, that's why Chos Ishoy is considered an Issa Chomer versus Ashes Ish, and that's why we would think if by Ashes Ish they can't resume relations, the same thing should be by Chos Ishoy. That's what the Pasuk teaches us, we should not be concerned about that. And as Tosfos points out, even though they're in certain ways, certainly the Issa of Ashes Ish is more serious than a Chos Ishoy. One example is that the Oynish for Ashes Ish is Chenek, and the Oynish for Chos Ishtoy is only Chorus. And perhaps that's what makes Ashes Ish more chomer. From here we see, says Tosfos, that the way to measure the seriousness of an Aveira is not only to look at the punishment. Sometimes we have to look at other factors, such as the factor that our Gemara is pointing out, that this is an Isser L'Olam Voed, Achos Ishoy, however, Ashes Ish is only an Isser until they terminate the marriage. Tanya Nami Hochi. Abba Chanan, Omar Mishur of Elazar, Ashes Ish, the Isha of Ashes Ish, Mabba Mokum, Habal Issachal. In a situation that somebody had relations with an Ashes Ish, Shaina Oisra Oisra Kal Yomov. That the one who caused the prohibition, it's not forever. He could give a divorce. Still, Neser Oisr, if the Eshesish has relations, she becomes prohibited to him. Habal Issachomer, somebody who has relations with an Issachomer. What is an Issachomer? Achos Isha. Oisra Oisra Kal Yomov. That the one that caused the Issa, the wife, caused that Issa to remain in effect as long as she's alive. Ain't a din should Neser Oisra. Certainly the wife should become prohibited if one had relations with his wife's sister. Tamaloima Oisa, Oisa Shchivasa Esrasa, only if she has relations with someone else does she become, if an Eshesish has relations with someone else, may she not, may the husband and wife not resume relations. Then Shchivasa Chasa Esrasa, but if one had relations with his wife's sister, he may go back to his wife. So as we mentioned in the previous year, the Mishnah at the end of that Tzadik Dalad Amud Beis quoted a sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she paisal yidei acherim, paisal yidei atzmai, v'kol she ein paisal yidei acherim, ein paisal yidei atzmai. And we said that we need to understand exactly what is Rabbi Yossi saying. Ask the Gemara, my kama Rabbi Yossi, exactly what is Rabbi Yossi saying? Ilem the kama town the kama. If you perhaps say that the Tekanim is saying, as we explained our Mishnah in the previous year, that our Mishnah is referring to a situation of Ozel Ishta V'Gislam Dinas Hayom, that one's wife and brother-in-law went abroad, and there was a message brought that they both passed away, and the husband married his sister-in-law, and then they both come back. That we learned, the husband may go back to his first wife, but the brother-in-law may not go back to his wife. Eishes Gisoy Asira, the wife of the brother-in-law cannot resume a marriage. V'ishtoy Sharia, and his wife may resume the marriage. V'kamal Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, ki heichad ishtoy Sharia, just like his wife could go back to him. Eishes Gisoy Nami Sharia, his brother-in-law may go back to his wife. And as the Rishonim explain, why haven't we learned that once one's wife has relations with another man, the first mission of our Perek, Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh, explain the Rishonim. At this point, the Gemara is holding that the reason the wife is not allowed to go back to the first husband is because she has to receive a get from the second husband. And we know that one may not take back a wife who got married to someone else, even after she gets divorced. But in our case, where there won't be any get, because everybody will realize that this was an achos ishtoi, and achos ishtoi is osur if her husband was still alive, and there's no need for a get. Perhaps in this case, since there's no need for a get, the wife may go back to the first husband, ihachi, and that's why Rabbi Yossi will say that just like the husband may go back to his wife, the brother-in-law may go back to his wife. Ask the Gemara, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, then the wording of Rabbi Yossi is difficult to understand. Whoever doesn't disqualify through someone else, doesn't disqualify through himself, it's not the brother-in-law that's the focus. The focus is the husband. And we're focusing on the wrong man. Ella, perhaps what the Gemara means to say, says perhaps what Rabbi Yossi means to say, is keich the ishes gisa esira, just like our Mishnah is clear that one, the brother-in-law's wife can't go back to him, as we've been learning, once the wife had relations, she can't go back to her husband, will say similarly, ishtoy nami esira. Says the Gemara, hotaynach, we could understand if that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, so when Rabbi Yossi used the words kosher paisel, anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well, we could understand what that means, that the husband caused that the wife and brother-in-law, his sister-in-law and brother-in-law cannot be together anymore, and it affects him too. But Rabbi Yossi added another verse to his statement, kosher ein paisel, anyone who does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. My avidite, what does that mean? We're saying that they're both osur, Amar Ravami, and therefore Ravami explains that machloikis of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi refers back to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah taught us a ratio. This is Lapi Bezdin, that if a woman got married because she had a heter from Bezdin, meaning there was only an eight echod, there Allah is Tetzai, she has to leave both husbands, a Petur and a carbon, and she doesn't have to bring a carbon chattis, as we explained, because it's considered a Bezdin's improper psak. Api Adim, if she got married on the basis of the testimony of two witnesses, there Allah is Tetzai, and she got married to the second husband, she leaves him. But she could go back to the first v'chayevus b'karbin, but she does have to bring a carbon. So yofa koicha shel bezdin, as the Mishnah said, bezdin by making the wrong psak is a little more powerful. She took her a carbon, then she wouldn't have to bring a carbon. So now Rav Ami explains that Rav Yossi's statement in our Mishnah goes back to the two cases that we just described. One case being where she married based on her eid echad, and one case being where she got married based on shtei eidim. Kama Tanakama. Tanakama says, the Tanakama of our Mishnah says, Loi shna pi eidim, it makes no difference whether the sister remarried based on two witnesses, Deishas Gisoi Asharya, the brother-in-law's wife is permitted to remain with her husband, Veloi shna pi bezdin, but where she got married because of the testimony of Eid Echod, there Allah is Ishtay Gisa Sira, going back to our first Mishnah, that if she got married on the testimony of one witness, she can't go back to her husband. The Kamalei Rabbi Yossi, on that Rabbi Yossi comments, Alpi Bezdin, if they got married with Eid Echod, the Pais Ayidei Acherim, in which case the sister can't go back to the brother-in-law, so Chazal will make a Gzeira, the Paisa de Atzmai. He can't go back to his wife either. Alpi Adam. However, as we just explained, when they got married, the brother-in-law and sister-in-law got married on the basis of the testimony of two Adam, Dana Paisa de Acherim, where he's allowed to go back to his wife, and a Paisa de Atzmai, the brother-in-law is allowed to go back to the sister-in-law. So now we can understand Rav Yossi's statement in our Mishnah. Because Rav Yossi is referring to two distinct situations. One situation is where it was an eight echod, and in that case, neither could go back. And one case is when there was shtei edim, and in that case, both could go back. That's how Rav Ami explains the Mishnah. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha explains the Mishnah differently. Loyalam Seifa. Rav Yossi is responding to our Tana, in which case the sister in law got married to the brother-in-law on the basis of an eid echad. Hada Azli, but there's a difference, says Rabbi Yossi Nafcha. What was the relationship between them? Was it a relationship of erisin, or was it a relationship of nesuin? Hada Azla Arusasa V'gisoy, the husband and wife only had a relationship of erisin, and that Arusa went with a brother-in-law, or was it a situation of a wife going with a brother-in-law? For Kama Tanakama, Tanakama says, Loishna Ishta V'gisoy, it makes no difference if they were completely married, Loishna Arusas V'gisoy, or makes no difference if there was a relationship of Arusa, Eishas Gisa Asura, the halach is that the brother-in-law and sister-in-law may not resume a marriage, V'ishta Sharya, and the husband and wife may. The Kamala Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Ishta v'gisoy, if it was a relationship that it was his wife and his brother-in-law, the leklamem to no havela b'nesuin, as we've learned, people do not make stipulations in the suin, because b'nesuin by definition means that the marriage was consummated, and people will not make conditions in that, because it will cause that if the condition is not met, the bia is a bia's nus. So therefore, the halacha would be that if the brother-in-law married the sister-in-law, they would not need a get, because there was certainly no marriage. They ain't a parsali day acher, therefore ain't a parsali day atzmai. Therefore, in that case, the brother-in-law and sister-in-law and the husband and wife all can resume relations. However, resource of a gisai, diklamem to not have a lebanasun, there people may say that the first marriage was never a marriage. Since the first marriage was never a marriage, when the brother-in-law and sister-in-law get married, there is a real marriage here. And that marriage needs a get. there he's not allowed to go back to his wife. That means, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi disagree in two cases. One is where a man marries his Arusa's sister upon learning about the death of the Arusa and the sister's husband, and where it happened not with an Arusa, but when it's in the Suah. In the first case, they disagree whether the man is permitted to return to his Arusa, which she and the brother will come back alive. According to Tanakhama, he may return to her. According to Rabbi Yossi, he may not. However, they both agree that the sister may not return to her first husband. However, in the second case, they disagree if the sister is permitted to go back to the first husband. Here we have, according to this version, the Tanakhama being more machmir than Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama holds that she may not go back. The sister-in-law and brother-in-law may never get married. And according to Rabbi Yossi, since there was no suin, she may go back. Rav Ami, as we said a moment ago, the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan and Tanakhama is only in one case, where a man marries his wife's sister when he heard that his wife died through an eid echad. So the Tanakhama holds that when the wife and the brother-in-law come back, the man is allowed to go back to his wife. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the man is not allowed to go back to his wife. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, says Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Maskel of Rabbi Yosef, ask Rabbi Yosef, Mia Mishmul Hochi. Did Shmuel indeed paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Vitmar, we learned, Yavama, regarding a Yavama. Rav Amar Rei Keshes Ish, a Yavama is treated like an Eshes Ish, and we need to understand what they mean. What is the machlokes? Kigoyin shekidish achiv as a choisha, where the Yavam's brother performed kedushin with the arusa. That means a man did erusin with a woman, and then we thought he died, and the Yavam did yibum with his wife. A man did kedushin with a woman. He did erusin and then he left. And there's a report that he died. And the yavam did yibum. The rav amarei keshes ish. That loch is like she's any other married woman. That if she heard her husband died and then her husband comes back, that loch is vasur liyavam. She's prohibited to the Yavam. He's not considered the Yavam because he's the brother of the real husband, of the husband that did it, consummated the marriage. Shmoma ene eskish b'shayile, she's allowed to go back to the first wife. Shmuel saying that we're not concerned that people will think that the first marriage, since it was only erusin, there was done a tanai in that erusin, and that tanai, that stipulation, was fulfilled, and therefore the second marriage is a real marriage, and she'll require a get, and if there would be a requirement of a get, she cannot go back to the first husband, because she would be considered the divorcee of his brother. Shmuel doesn't require a get. But Rabbi Yossi was the one that said that there's a difference, as we just finished learning Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's explanation of Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference between Arusa and Nesua. By Arusa, we're concerned that people will think that the first marriage wasn't a marriage. By Nesua, they won't think that way. But Shmuel doesn't seem to subscribe to that concept. Saying that this is a question is because we're assuming that Shmuel, when he says Halach Rabbi Yossi, agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's Komar, explanation of Rabbi Yossi. Dilma Rav Ami Komar. Maybe Shmuel agrees with Rav Ami's explanation of Rabbi Yossi, and that has nothing to do with the difference between Arusa and Nesua. Vinami, and even if we'll say at Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's explanation of Rabbi Yossi, Maida Apostle, who says that he's referring to the element of what Rabbi Yossi said, that if the brother-in-law is not allowed to be with the sister-in-law, the brother, the husband's not allowed to be with the wife, maybe he's going the man ain't a paisel. Maybe he's going on the other part where we explained a moment ago that Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's explanation, is a mekel that is going to the case where Shmuel is coming to agree with Rabbi Yossi saying that the woman is not allowed to go back to her first husband only when it was Erisin, not when there was Nisuin. And he's agreeing to that part, that if there was Nisuin, then not only may the husband go back to the wife, but the brother-in-law and sister-in-law may continue living. But he's not agreeing to that part of Rabbi Yossi's statement about Erisin. Inami, furthermore, the Maidisa Rav Huna, we're accepting Rav Huna's explanation on the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, and therefore we say that how could Shmuel agree with Rabbi Yossi? Demol es Rav Huna klal. Who said the Rav and Shmuel are arguing over the case that Rav Hamnuna said? That Rav Huna said the Rav Hamnuna kamilitzgi. Maybe they're arguing over the case that Rav Hamnuna spoke about. Demar Rav Hamnuna, as we've discussed, shmeres yavam shezinsa asur liyavma. Shmeres yavam that live with another woman may not go to a yavam. The Rav Amarei Keshishish, Rav considers her like an Eshishish, or Mifsul Biznus, and an Eshishish that has relations with another man may not go back to a husband. Mishmo Amarei Keshishish, it's not considered adultery, V'loi Mifsul Biznus. Inami, or maybe the Machloikas is, B'kedushin Taisum Yivam Kamiflegi, can a Yivam, a Shemeris Yavam, can a Kedushin be affected in her? The Rav Amarei Keshishish, she's like any other married woman. That the loch is like tafsuba kedushin. B'shmuel ame ena keshesish v'tafsuba kedusha. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel? For ifel gebachad zimna, we already find the Rav and Shmuel argue if they agree with Rav Hamnuna. So how can we say that that's shot in this machlokes? Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Had mechlal chaver to itma. It's not that it's a new machlokes. Just like we find Rav and Shmuel arguing over, do we agree with Rav Hamnuna or not? We have this machlokes here again. And therefore, we have no necessarily contradiction in saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi and still Shmuel saying, Eino Keshishish.